Well, my name is Dr. Rick Cromie. I'm a Lewis and Clark historian. Well, let's talk about another portion of the river where Lewis and Clark are going to have a screaming halt to their story. The Cascades were much faster water, and when they got into this particular nick in the gorge, they ran into almost a mile of cascades, according to the journals. And part of this was due to a landslide that occurred around the 15th or 16th century. Geologists again propose off of Table Mountain, the whole mountain just fell, and there was a great big dam, a land dam that dammed up the Columbia River, and it created a water backup, a reservoir that for 35, 40 miles that covered over everything and explains that sunken forest that they Lewis and Clark saw, which we don't even see today. It's so far underwater because of Bonneville Dam. We don't even know it exists, but they actually experienced this sunken forest. I'm guessing some of the trees actually came up out of the water still. So they were seeing that type of phenomena. But the water eventually ate its way through this dam, because water will eventually do that, and it got through. And the natives, or the Native Americans, thought that this was a great little bridge of the gods. It was something that was given to them by their gods, and so they walked across it, and it became a nice little land bridge. This is also the place where they saw something they'd never seen before. Well, they're going to portage this particular part of the Cascades, and they have what they call the Great Chute. They literally unloaded their canoes and to get them past these rapids. According to the journals, they go over some rocks that are 8 or 10 feet high, and it's most fatiguing business, says Patrick Gass, one of their sergeants. He says that we got over two of them. It's a distance about a mile, and the fall of the water was about 25 feet in distance. Of course, they portaged the Great Chute. The portage itself was 1,000 yards. So think of that. You have to pull everything out of your, and including the canoes. Well, the canoes, they pretty much kept in the water. They just put them down. But sometimes they'd lose canoes that way. Occasionally they'd even try to carry those around, but they took everything out, portaged them around. It was almost 1,000 yards of a portage there. So that's one of their longer ones. They have four large canoes that they're working with. They do take it with rocks, through the rocks, using poles placed across them, and that's how they get them down. It says three of these large canoes had injuries to them, which basically means they were damaged. So they had a delay at that point in trying to get there.